Welcome to Postcast. David Locke and Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz beat the Los Angeles Lakers 96-81. Feel free to step into the shot at some point.
Hello.
Feel free to submit your questions and all the rest as we go today. Solid win. Still some of the same issues lingering, but most importantly, the three-point shot started falling. So the Jazz had a good shooting night to cover up those issues on the offensive end.
Well, and whenever the Lakers made a run, the Jazz had a couple of answers, a couple of three-point plays. Very exciting play tonight there by Donovan Mitchell. But you're absolutely right. The things that we've watched him work on in practice, slightly better, but not where Quinn wants it to be.
Defensively, they were brilliant. And this is going to be much of the story of the season in my mind. Can the defense shut down non-elite offensive teams? We've seen them against Minnesota. It's one of the best offensive teams. We saw them against the Clippers. It's going to be one of the best offensive teams. I don't know about Oklahoma City and where they fit. But what you are going to see is how this team does, and can the defense just completely dominate the bottom-tier offensive teams? And that's what they did tonight. They completely dominated the Lakers.
Well, if that's the case and if that's what they have to do, then I think they can do that against those lower tier players, or are the Jazz considered to be one of those lower tier players there as well? But whatever the case, they need to hold their own against teams like that. On the other hand, the other teams that supposedly the top tier, I don't think the defense can control or can beat them. I don't think the defense can hold up if they don't have some kind of offense involved in that.
Well, we'll see tonight. The Jazz got a spark from Donovan Mitchell more than – what do you need to do?
I'm just kidding. Let's go ahead.
Then grab it. You're good. The Jazz got a spark from Donovan Mitchell for a guy who's been struggling. And leaving Phoenix, I actually meant to talk to him before the game. He was talking to somebody for a long time. He, for the first time, looked flustered, looked bothered by his level of play, almost depressed. And the 2 days off, and I don't know what Quinn did with him, but he really came out of that. And with a play that we're going to be talking about for weeks when he came off the trampoline to follow a dunk and then hit a three to close the third quarter.
Well, coaches like Quinn are smart enough to know that you have to continue to pat guys on their back like that when young players come into the league, find out how hard you have to play and how good you have to be good in the league. And I think Quinn is sticking with him and strictly trying to give him the confidence that he needs in order to play. And he responded very, very well tonight. When that shot starts to fall, then things continue to get better for him.
Dallas says, realistically, how long before Mitchell can be as good as Hayward? Seems to have the tools potentially to get there. Motor's amazing. Like, I think he had one good game. He's really, he's been one of the worst offensive players in the league prior to tonight. We're six games into his NBA career. I know we like to just pretend this isn't true, but Gordon Hayward is a tremendous elite all-star level player. I don't know that Donovan Mitchell ever plays in an all-star game. Damian Lillard's only played in one. Like, playing in an all-star game is incredibly difficult to do. So, like, Dallas, I love the enthusiasm. That's part of the problem with where we are with Donovan Mitchell. We've got to let him just be.
Be Donovan Mitchell, and he has to continue to work very, very hard, though. And I think he's going to start to realize how hard he has to work in order to be good in the league. You just hit on something very important. It's awfully difficult to make the All-Star team. I mean, Gordon put his time in. For 7 years, he worked very, very hard with Johnny Bryant, and he because that's where he wanted to be. Now, there's a lot of other things on the floor that you must do in order to be good in this league, not just scoring. And I think that's what we have a tendency to look at so often is that, this guy's putting up a lot of numbers, so, he should be an all-star. There's a lot of other things that he has to accomplish.
Well, next four people want to know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year. So we're pretty excited about Donovan Mitchell tonight. Donovan's still, you guys... This was a great game, and I'm going to kind of let that go because I think we're a little out of control. But let's go to the move Quinn made to close with Donovan Mitchell tonight instead of Rodney Hood. That was really surprising. The goal of this game, in many ways, to start was to get Rodney Hood going. He had not been going. He had scored 5 first-quarter points all year long. They went to him. He was 1 of 5 to start. They just kept going to him. He finally got rolling a little bit. I mean, they were just pounding the ball to Rodney Hood, and then to not close with him tonight and instead to close with Donovan. That was a heck of a move by Quinn.
It was a heck of a move, but you can understand why. Donovan Mitchell goes to the hole. I mean, he'll drive to the basket. He's crafty off the dribble and can play up above the rim if he has to. We've watched Rodney Hood now for 2 or 3 years, and, you know, he's a player that can get to a spot 15, 8 feet, 10 feet away from the basket to shoot that little mid-range jump shot, but he doesn't get to the hole. I mean, he doesn't get to the free throw line. And in a game like this, when it starts to get tight, you know, that jump shot, you just don't want that to be your only weapon.
The other aspect that Quinn did tonight that was really, really interesting was he closed with Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert, maybe out of necessity a little bit because Joe Johnson was not very good. But he went big, and the Lakers went fast and small. The Lakers play this really, really fast lineup with Julius Randle at the center, and Quinn stayed big against it, which was pretty interesting.
Well, I liked it because if that small lineup was not taking over the ballgame and to the point where they were outplaying the bigs for the Utah Jazz, and so why make those changes? You know, usually you try to – if they come in and they make a huge difference in the ballgame, then you try to match – you know, the lineup and what they're doing out there on the floor. But it didn't work for the Lakers, so I agree with Quinn. Why change?
The Landon Pilar says, imagine how we would compete even more without all the turnovers. And he's exactly right. I mean, the Jazz really had another very good shooting night tonight. But the problem is the turnovers, and they turned it over 20% of their possessions again tonight, which is the highest rate in the NBA, and that's a real problem for this team right now.
It's a real problem. It's a problem they must correct, and if they don't correct it, you're going to have nights where you're just going to have to you're going to struggle to win basketball games. In practice, Quinn talked about turnovers. He got the, even to the point where he told Ricky Rubio, "Perfect passes, Ricky. Perfect passes." In other words, I don't want you taking too many chances, you know, with some of those passes. Like the pass that he threw to Rudy streaking down the floor, which was probably not a pass that you don't want to make. It was just too high for Rudy to handle.
Ryan Johnson wants to know, what's the difference in Quinn has treated Donovan's playing time compared to Dante? It's a great question, and it really has to do with the lineage by which they came into the league. Donovan, having played 2 years at Louisville against high-level competition, being 21, he's old. I think he must have been held back 1 year along the way also. So he's an older, more physically built player. Dante came in having played Australian high school players, having never played a minute of college and not being strong enough. And it's a great question of why the difference, but that is the reason why. What were your thoughts on Lonzo Ball seeing him for the first time?
Well, I've watched him a little bit on TV. He seemed to be very much under control. And I think he's going to be a pretty good player in this league. Don't expect for him to get you 20 and 10 or something like that every night. He's going to have nights where you get 10 points. But I think those assists and just his overall leadership out there on the floor is what's going to be the biggest asset for him in the Los Angeles Lakers.
And the final thing, if you look at the box score tonight, you'd be like, what was wrong with Rudy? But Rudy really opened everything else up for everybody else based on his presence.
Absolutely. And so now you're starting to see why Rudy was so effective last year. Teams are now starting to the game plan is to not let Rudy score in the paint, not let him get those lobs. Did we get a lob tonight? Not one.
Nope.
I don't think we got one lob. So what does that do? That opens up that skip pass to the weak side of the floor, and the Jazz took advantage of that, knocking down threes. How many did they knock down tonight?
13. Mountain America Credit Union had to give away extra money.
Extra money, $100. Exactly. So that's what you're going to get if they continue to play Rudy the way they're playing. It's wide-open three-point shots, but we got to make them.
Jazz made the shots tonight. They turned it over a lot, but the Jazz were able to get it going. They were led by the 22 by Donovan Mitchell and 21 by Ricky Rubio tonight. And the defense was really the story. We talk about offense, but the defense was the story. 96-81, the final. The Jazz defensive rating held the Lakers to about a 90 defensive rating tonight. Just incredible defensive work.
Didn't say a word about Joe Ingles. He played well.
Joe Ingles hit another 3 of 7 from three tonight with 13 points, plus minus 25 tonight. Nice night. Jazz win it. Got to win these. A lot of home games coming up. Come out and join us. Tickets are available at UtahJazz.com.